Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're on Team Human. This is a preview of this week's bonus content, an interview I gave earlier this summer for Heather Dewey Hagborg and George Blumtritt, who are doing a project for NYU Abu Dhabi called An Oral History of the Internet. Team Human patrons can hear the whole thing on Patreon or by subscribing to the Team Human team feed. You too can become a Team Human patron by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support.
The part that I'm sort of looking at now is how so many people so easily kind of rationalize continued destruction and extraction with kind of fancy mental pyrotechnics, you know, like Bitcoin and NFTs and these, that's where it's gone. You know, that's where it's gone into kind of the worst postmodern nightmare where symbols, and this is the digital problem, where symbols matter more than reality itself, you know, and that's, digital is symbols. That's what it is. These are symbol systems. It was never the thing. It was practice for the thing. Social networks were not the way we were going to achieve shared consciousness. It's the way we were going to practice shared consciousness because we've already got shared consciousness. We're just afraid of actually exercising it. So, you know, and even back in the mid-90s, I was writing, this is not the thing. This is the trial run, that these wires are the training wheels, so that we can finally accept that we already have telepathy. We already have, you know, a shared awareness. But instead, we're using these technologies to do the opposite, to insulate and isolate, to create the illusion of separateness. And I don't know that our species can even survive the application of digital towards this this continued alienation, isolation, extraction, worship of symbol. You know, the easiest image I can think of is, you know, Bitcoin is kind of like Burning Man, you know, where we burn fuel in order to prove our allegiance and love for this symbol of money. That's how you know it's real. It's, we're willing to burn everything for it. And that's crazy. Right. The whole point of having a symbol of a chip is that it symbolizes something. It doesn't have to be the thing, but now it's becoming the thing, you know? So it's funny that we somehow can't let digital be abstract. We have to make it, we have to suck rare earth metals out of the ground. We have to enslave kids to get to make stuff. We have to burn the fuel. And that's you know, that's the absolutely unnecessary pivot, you know, that we made in the mid 90s. And the thing that's and I'm still, I mean, and hopefully you can hear it, I still have great faith in text, even though it was used to make laws and count slaves. I still have great faith in TV, even though it was used to promote a consumer culture. And I still have great faith in digital technologies, even though we're using it to burn the planet and enslave people. It's just, you know, will we, you know, come to consciousness in time? You know, I don't know. And I don't know that that digital will be the best way out of digital either. You know, that's why, partly why I'm asking people to spend a little bit of time in real life, to learn to make eye contact, to not be on the phone when you're out in the street, because that's not sovereignty. That's not autonomously choosing, you know, to be digital. That's, you know, living entirely in a digital environment at the expense of your breath and your touch and all these other things. So I think I'm kind of asking people to at least take, you know, a Sabbath, at least take a day a week where you kind of experience just kind of the physical reality rather than spending all of your time in the symbol land.
That's your sneak peek of my contribution to the Oral History of the Internet Project for NYU Abu Dhabi. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Picard, Terrence McKenna, Paul Krasner, even one with then Senator Joe Biden that we're digging up, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to full access to this bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our new Team Human online audio salons. See you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.